A passionate offer of about 500 descended on Parliament yesterday in Pōneke, calling for freedom for Palestine. Israel is facing growing international warnings over its attacks on Rafah, the city in southern Gaza crammed with Palestinian refugees. Prime Minister Christopher Luxon has continually called for peace in Gaza.
Palestinian civilians cannot pay the price of Israel trying to defeat Hamas. There are 1.5 million Palestinians sheltering in Rafah at the moment. We are extremely concerned about that. Our preference is that there would be a complete pause of hostility. We want to see a sustainable ceasefire emerge in the Middle East. And for that to happen, there has to be a pause, there has to be humanitarian assistance to get into there. And we are supporting all the efforts of the other parties around in the region actually to drive towards that. And our Minister of Foreign Affairs is talking to the Israeli government to convey that position very clearly. That our concerns is they do not proceed with operations in Rafah.
Te Pāti Māori co-leader Debbie Ngāti Waipaka supports calls for the expulsion of the Israeli ambassador from Aotearoa New Zealand. She says sanctions should also be part of the penalties against the attacks in Gaza. However, her whakaaro is not shared by Minister of Foreign Affairs Winston Peters.
Oh, with respect, we do not expel ambassadors if we possibly can. We keep talking to countries because dialogue, as Churchill pointed out, is far better than no dialogue.
It's easy to condemn something. You know, someone can sort of say, if this fly's annoying me, but actions speak louder than words, and I think that's what this country deserves. I'm ashamed to see that we belong in a country that's had governments that has been complicit to what it is that they're going on. They have done nothing to remove and put sanctions against the Israel ambassador, the US ambassador, and the fact that we have a New Zealand consulate in Israel. Those are what you do when you are condemning something.
Free, free Palestine!
Had a joint statement with the Australian and Canadian Prime Minister. We've come through all the UN announcements as well, calling for, you know, a sustainable ceasefire is what we want to see emerge there. For a ceasefire to happen, you need both sides to be able to get to the party and agree they're going to stop actions across the whole of the geography and actually put themselves into a process to actually discuss a long-term peace solution. Peace is not going to come out in the Middle East through military action. It's going to come out through negotiation and through diplomacy and actually kicking off the two-state solution. So that's where the emphasis needs to go.
But Labor leader Chris Hipkins says the Prime Minister has acted too slowly.
I think he's been very slow in taking a stronger stance on the whole Israel-Palestine conflict. I think the reality here is that, you know, IZ had a much stronger position some months ago, and I think the government should have adopted it then.
As we've said all along, we want to be able to see a two-state solution emerge. We want to see the Middle East peace process kicked in. We want to see sustainable ceasefire emerge in the Middle East. For that to happen, it requires both parties to be able to come to the table and to be able to deliver that. But what I'd say to you is Israel has moral and legal obligations to uphold. It's important that they act within the confines of international law, and I just say that it needs to be, you know, any approaches they have need to be very targeted, very precise, with great care around civilians and the impacts on civilians.
Ultimately, you know, we still believe in a two-state solution. And, you know, that does in due course at some point involve recognition of two states. But I'm not sure that we're in a position to be able to do that as a country now. But that's certainly something that we would like to see New Zealand continue to push towards.
The current government, as well as all previous governments, are supportive of a two-state nation, but this doesn't seem to sit well with supporters that arrived at Parliament yesterday.
Let's show them, in the wake of genocide, what we think of a two-state solution. Blood! Blood! Blood on your hands!
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 Prime Minister Christopher Luxon was asked point blank by media during the post-cabinet stand-up on Monday to condemn Israeli attacks in Gaza and in Rafah, but the Prime Minister repeatedly refused to use those words.
Does New Zealand condemn these?
We do not want to see Israel going into Rafah where there's 1.5 million civilians sitting there without making sure that there are really clear steps to support and protect them process.
You don't want to see Israel go into Rafah. They have launched airstrikes. Do you condemn those actions?
Well, again, we want them to... We do not support them going into Rafah without actually ensuring there is adequate protection for civilians in that region. And there is 1.5 million people there, and I'd say to you that actually that is not our preference. You know, we do not want them going in there and causing hurt and pain and suffering for innocent civilians.
So do you condemn them?
Well, again, our position really clearly is that we do not we do not support Israel opening up operations in Rafah. We don't think that's the right way forward.
Lots and lots and you can't hide.
Lots and lots and you can't hide.
We charge you with genocide.
We charge you with genocide.
Everyone has the right to exist, but to exist at the peril and the cost of an absolute genocide and the colonisation of another Indigenous peoples is really what we've seen going on. Absolutely everyone has the right to exist, but not to exist at the cost of a whole another culture, a whole other race, a whole other human.
War on Gaza!
Shut it down!
The siege on Gaza!
Shut it down!
The occupation!
Shut it down!
The whole system!
Shut it down!
The whole system!
Shut it down!
I think it's really important that we don't let this government get off, any governments get off thinking that our role is to be complicit in the violence of another people, and it doesn't matter where they are. We are a nation that has survived the absolute, worst of colonisation. We should be a nation that does everything in our influence to bring about peace, and at the moment, that's the only way forward.
The crowd then moved from the steps of Parliament and travelled just up the road to the steps of the American Embassy. For Radio Wātea, Claudette Hawhiti.